Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Landon Roberts arrived in Miami as a two-time Super Bowl champion, but the title that has proven most significant during his Dolphins tenure is leader.
The challenge, I feel like, with a lot of people, why they run away from leadership is because now you got to hold yourself at a certain standard.
Right.
So I embrace it. When I mess up in practice, or when I do this, or when I do that, or stuff ain't right, the coaches might be like, E-Rob gonna get it right because we know him. And I was cool, coach, but no, that ain't the standard. I'm not leaving here until we get it right today.
I'm Seth Levitt, a former member of the Dolphins Media Relations Department.
And I'm OJ McDuffie, a former member of the Dolphins Wide Receiver Corps. And today in the Fist Tank, we sit down with the Miami linebacker whose physical play, tireless work ethic, and sage advice inspires teammates and coaches alike.
Somebody call DJ Preach.
We're about to dive in.
You're now diving into the Fish Tank.
Sitting down with Seth Living, Seth, OJ, Juice Man, ooh, and this is strictly for them true fans, Dolphins, number one. Of course, y'all, this ain't no ordinary sports talk. Dive up in that fish tank.
Welcome back to the Fish Tank right here on the Miami Dolphins Podcast Network. Yeah, Seth Levitt, DJ Priest is in the back, and my main man, OJ McDuffie, Juice, back in the building.
Hey, man, love, right? Love being in the building, man. Always fun coming in here in the Wingfield Wing.
Facility, I know,
right?
Everybody else hates when
we
say that.
I know,
but
he does.
It feels like this is Wingfield's spot, for sure.
Good stuff, though, man, good stuff.
Yeah, and it's starting to smell like football a little bit.
Yeah.
They had some work today. I don't know when this thing's going to run, but you guys had some work today. And we have yet another current player. You must be doing something right.
No way.
Because they only had us talking to the old guys.
That's Ann and Renzo,
but
man.
Now we got the guys who are still Ann on the Renzo, payroll. Ann and Renzo, I like it. Maybe Jason Jenkins
maybe
a little bit. Landon Roberts joins us in the Fish Tank. How you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be chilling, talking to you guys today.
Yeah, appreciate it. Well, I like that you're chilling. I don't want you to come in here like on edge or anything. We try to make everybody
especially
feel comfortable.
Especially big linebacker, man.
I don't want to piss anybody off.
Real calm in this zone. I don't want to get knocked out of
now. I feel set. Like after I had kids, you know, I know how to turn that switch off.
That's funny, man. They do. They find that way, right? No matter what it is.
Yeah.
You have how many kids? Two kids?
I have two.
Boy and girl, two girls?
I have a girl and a boy.
Okay.
My daughter's two, my son one.
Oh, man.
Y'all got them COVID babies.
Yeah. I like that.
Getting it in.
Hey, man, you got to find a way to be productive, right? I like that. Good stuff. Well, as we just mentioned, OTAs, mini camps, I don't know what's mandatory. You told me everything's voluntary, so I'll trust your judgment on that. And you had the meetings and the whole thing. And as I said, it does start to feel like football again. But this is what I've always wondered. So for a guy like yourself, who makes your living, Juice, it's the oh shit collisions. It's not just a collision sport, but it's like when you hit somebody, everybody in the stadium feels it. And so at this time of the year, when it's like the underwear Olympics and guys are running around in shorts and t-shirts and the running backs can't be hit and they're sitting there and think they're making all these moves and stuff, what do you get out of this time of the year? Not saying that there aren't other elements of your game, but the physical nature of your play is so prevalent. So I just wonder what a guy like yourself gets out of this time of the year.
Well, this time for me, man, I really get out of it. I look into like what offenses can do to me, you know, what type of situations they'll put me in. So for like, if I can't be physical, you know, that this time of the year, like I can work on technique. I can work on, you know, shedding blocks without putting my head in there.
Right.
I can work on, okay, So if I can't be real physical at the line with them when I'm having a tight end or have a running back, I can work on my feet, work on my hips, make sure I'm staying low to my surface, you know, and stuff like that. So I just take advantage of that, you know. And, I mean, when the running back's doing their little run fits in practice and we blitzing and, you know, they think it's sweet, you know. I kind of just giggle, you know. Yeah. They chirping, you know. I'm
just wait.
Just wait. You know, and the O-line, they going full speed to the side. You know, they think they doing something. They might give you a little shove after the play. You know, you not fit to hit your O-lineman out at this time, so you kind of running around blocks. And I'm kind of like, bro, I don't run through blocks. I don't not run around blocks.
Right.
You know, this your moment. Have your moment.
Enjoy it.
But it's
enjoy
coming.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah,
like
your time is coming, you know. Right. And what they say, I hope you prepared yourself.
Right.
The time is coming.
Do you let them know, like, hey, it's not going to, you know, don't get it twisted. Like, it's not going to be like this. So don't expect it to be like
this. Yeah, I let them know. Yeah. I tell them all the time. I'll be sitting in my locker. Yeah, you think it's sweet.
Yeah. You remind them after practice, too.
I remind them after doing.
Okay.
We can just be having coffee.
Right.
Just talking. I'll be like, man, remember yesterday in practice?
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen, though. I'm just letting you know.
Right,
and
they
start laughing and stuff. And But that's my dogs.
Well, that's good for them to know for you, but also when they, you know, when they get out there and someone's wearing a different color jersey,
yeah,
they can't expect that either. So
exactly.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
I think it's outstanding, man. I stay away from guys like.
Well, that's what I want to know.
E-Rob,
I know you mixed it up as a.
The only time I caught somebody like E-Rob is when I, you know, in the illegal now blindside block.
Right.
Otherwise, I stay as far away from them cats as much as possible. You know what I mean? So that's my game plan right there. And, you know. You know me, I became friends with all the guys on defense.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the locker room, that's why I wanted to have my back.
Right.
Yeah. Soft ass offensive dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need the defense.
I never
on
heard
my
you
side.
Actually say it like that.
But there's a bunch of them. You know there's a bunch of soft dudes on that side of the ball, man. A bunch of defense,
worried about
man.
What they look like and how far the towel's hanging out.
Well, that's important too, man.
I was
don't
waiting
get that
for
twisted.
It.
The uniform, the fit's always important.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Play good, look good, you know?
Yeah. But now I let my offense know just from a leadership standpoint too, like all that out on the field that we do, we get each other better. You know, that's just my nature. I'm a talk, you know, and whatnot, but at the end of the day, I need you just as much as, you know what I'm saying, we all need each other and stuff like that. So, you know, the offensive guys, man, like I tell them all the time, man, you ever need me, you know, I know we're not in the same meeting rooms, but we're on the same team. So as football players, we go through a lot off this field,
right.
You know, that you gotta, when you hit that door, you gotta put away, you know? Like every day we ask to be a better version of ourselves. Man, it's hard to just be that same version every day in life, you know? So I tell them, like, anything you going through, man, my locker right there, you come talk to me, we do this, we double. Now, when we on the field, I gotta tell you down.
Right.
But after we get off the field, come talk to me.
Right.
Exactly. We talk about it, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like
you
that.
You gotta respect that.
You know, it is what it is and whatnot. But offense, defense, special teams, I respect it all. And any of them guys, I don't, to be honest, man, I don't care if you the guy that's in equipment that's just hanging our stuff up every day. I'm going to treat you with respect. And if you ever need me or you just want to, hey, E-Rob, how you this and that? Just ask.
Especially when they're built like Charlie Thiel.
Yeah.
Big-ass Charlie.
Big Charlie, man. Hey, look, I just knew. I said, man, that can't be. It can't be.
Crazy,
he got to
right?
play. He, man,
Charlie
when
was
I first
my
got here.
We lived together for about 6 or 7 years.
Oh, yeah?
Man, I love bringing Charlie out to the basketball court or whatever because I can talk shit.
I'm like, get behind him. Yeah.
Man, when I first got here, I thought he was just helping out in the equipment room. I was like, man, like you. I'm like, oh, wow. Like,
yeah, man.
Charlie going to be playing workout every morning, too.
He don't miss it. Does not miss it. You know, speaking of going through a lot, man, think about it. A year ago, you were coming off of recovering from, you know, your first major injury. Tell me what it took for you, both mentally and physically, you know, and what you were going through, you know, when you were having to deal with that, man. That's something that you hadn't had to deal with in your career.
Yeah, like, for me, it kind of put a lot in perspective. You know, I got, like, dark grind on. That's, like, something I go by because we, as men, we can tell our spouses or our parents, like, man, how we feeling, and you really want them to understand it, you know? But they never will because it's your grind. It's what you put in. You're going to get everything out of it. You know, we can pour what we think. They understand, but they'll never understand because it's your grind.
Right.
So all the time, your grind really going to be in the dark. No matter what you do, football player, coach, lawyer, police officer, no matter what you do, that grind for what you passionate about, that's on you. Mm. You know, all you can really have is your supporting staff, but they'll never understand that grind. So I'm like me, I came up with this motto, like, that grind is going to always be dark. So when I got hurt, man, it was like, I feel like I mentally just put myself in like a trend of, this one I'm coming back. And if I'm not back by the first game, I will handle it after that. But that's my goal.
So you set the first, that
I set the goal.
Timeline.
I set my timeline like, I'm going to be back no matter what. And, you know, at that time, my son was on his way. My wife and kids, they had went back to Houston, to our home in Houston. And I was just here the whole time. I flew home to be there, obviously, for my son's birth. I stayed for 2 weeks like that. My wife, she was a track runner. So she ran for the University of Houston, went pro. She done with it now and whatnot. And, you know, she just seen that look in my eye, and she said, go handle business. Yeah. And I was like, all right.
But
like
it.
2 days
back
later, I was
dorm.
Back in Miami.
Yeah.
Wow. Locked in.
Right. And how different are things now? Now that you've gone through, you've been through that grind, now that you're back out there, you know, you're running around and, you know what I mean, and I'm not thinking about the injury and things, just going through the OTA, the mental part of it, and you talk a little bit about, you know how it's not, you can't use the physical part of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be a much better feeling going into the offseason healthy, you know what I mean, compared
man.
To what it was.
Tremendous feeling. Like, all last year, I rehabbed.
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't have time to say, oh, I need to get better at this. I need to get better at that. So for me personally, like, I didn't feel like I hit my stride to like the middle of the season of really like being able to work, being able in that tip top, like shape of using my hands. You know, I was in shape, but just that grabbing people, getting off, doing it, da, 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 da. I didn't have that opportunity because I wasn't all the way. I didn't come back into the middle of training camp.
People don't even think about that.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, that was, you know, but I had coaches, you know, which we still have our same defense staff. They care about you. So they gave me time to get back to being who I was, you know. And this year, being able to be out there with the guys in OTAs, training, getting better, like, it feels great, man. Like, I like,
there's no lonelier feeling than being rehab.
Oh, man.
When everybody else is out there working,
oh,
man. There's
man.
No lonelier feeling, man.
And you got to look at Troy every day.
Yeah, a lot of coaches don't even talk to you sometimes.
I was with Troy every day. That's my dog. Me and Troy built a relationship because they'll tell you, I never go in the training room.
Right.
Never. I didn't. I see him, I speak, I keep moving. I don't hang in training rooms.
I spent 6 months with Troy when I hurt my foot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were in the pool in the back, the old facility, you know, where nobody was back there.
Man.
Just me, him, and the birds.
And Troy, like, going through that, like, man, I can genuinely say, man, like, Troy way older than me, but I built like a big.
Way older.
Yeah, like, you know, he's now like a big brother to me. Like, I hit Troy, and Troy, 6 a.m., man, I need to hit the BFR. I need to da-da-da. I'm beat up, bud. Don't
what is
worry
the
about
BFR?
It. It's like a little machine.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah,
you knew what the BFR
no,
was?
No.
I didn't know if they knew what the BFR was. I didn't know what the BFR
was. He like, I'll be there. Yeah. I'll be there at 5. Because Coach Troy going to work out at 5 o'clock in the morning. Same, he a routine guy.
Well, he probably has a little mattress under his desk.
Troy going to get it in, you know.
You know
and
Troy.
Stuff like that. You know, it, you know.
And I know Troy respects guys like E-Rod.
That's what I'm saying.
That's one thing for sure I know about Troy. He respects all the guys, man. But guys like E-Rod are the ones that really, you know, he really appreciates more than anybody.
100%.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
So, you are the third active defensive player that we've had in the fish tank recently. We had Jalen Phillips. I just told you we had Nick Needham, and now yourself. And it's kind of an interesting dynamic going on right now because there's a new sheriff in town, right? Coach McDaniel, and all that comes with that. But then on the flip side, as you said, the defensive staff, there hasn't been wholesale changes. So can you, on one hand, talk about the dynamic of what it's been like to have Coach McDaniel here and what the feeling is around the team and the energy that he's brought. But then on the other hand, especially as a leader on this defense, how much do you feel that is a real positive for a defense that has had success, that is respected throughout this league, to have some continuity from what you guys were doing to where you are now?
Yeah, what I respect the most about Coach, man, he came in and he was himself. You know, he's not trying to be what out the ordinary or be, I don't know, you know, sometimes you can put so much expectation on a person and just them being the person that they was to even get this opportunity. That's what you hired. And you can see that every day. You know, he being him, he expect a lot out of us and whatnot. And I can say, like, his offensive mind, like, just seeing, like, certain stuff in practice, I'd be like, bro, like, hold up.
So you're already noticing that.
Yeah, like, I'd be like, okay. Like, okay, he put this for him. Because I don't like losing. So I'm dialing up, like, oh, yeah. You know, you a whiz, I'm fit to show you. Like, you know, you got another thing. Like, I'm you on math, I'm on algebra. Well, you know, I'm seeing it before you seeing it. Like, I know what you fit to do. And then it'd be like, oh, hold on. Oh, okay, hold on. Okay, he did. I come in from, I'll be hot. I go, put it on the board. Ah, I see what he did. Then he'll line up, same thing, do something else. Yeah. I like that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he know he'll be getting me, and he'll just look at me like this. Won't say nothing, just look at me. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if he ain't have the shades on, he'll wink at me. You know, so I just be like,
oh, that's great.
You know, but you know, his personality, the way he is, man, and it's him. You know, and you see a genuine person being himself and leading a team the way he wants to lead. Yeah. You know, and whatever he asks me to do as a leader, I'm going to do it because that's the head man. So what you need, Coach? All right, I got you. You know?
And that authenticity, from what I'm hearing, must go a long way.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a great point, man. Talk about Coach Mike McDaniel being a leader. We both know the leadership you bring to this team. Mm-hmm. You know, and that me and Seth talk about all the time, and we do the post-game show, and we talk about the leadership. And like you talk about the times you weren't out there, we were missing some of that leadership. And so – I know the team looks up to you, and I know you embrace that role, which is it's important because, you know, you said it yourself, you know, when you're out there battling on the field with your teammates, you know, you want to bust them in the mouth, but then you're that leader in the locker room when they can come talk to you, you know, afterwards, man. What does that leadership role mean to you? How does it feel when dudes do come up and talk to you and you do embrace the conversation, sometimes away from football or about football? What does that role mean to you?
Man, it's kind of crazy because – like, I'm from a military background. My dad was in the Army. So I've always, when I first started, I was at New England, you know. But I
– No, it's playing.
I used to sit in my locker.
I was going to see how long we could get through this.
Guys used to go up to Dante Hightower and Devin McCourty and just talk to him, man. And it was everybody. And I'm like, man, that, you know, that's how I had it in college, you know. When you get to lead, grown man. You got a grown man, not a 18-year-old that don't really know what he's doing. You got a grown man really looking up to you, bro, like really. And I was like, man, that's what I want. That's what I want. You know, and when I left New England and came here, me and Hightower, you know, we were real close, talk all the time. You know, he had a real good conversation with me, and he was like, it's your time. Like, it's your time to embrace it, you know, and don't change who you are, you know. I'm real big on not changing who I am, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. And the challenge, I feel like, with a lot of people, why they run away from leadership is because now you got to hold yourself at a certain standard.
Right.
But once I had kids, I'm like, if they know their father is at a certain standard and they looking up to me, they going to always want their standard high. So why should I be afraid of it? So I embrace it. When I mess up in practice or when I do this or when I do that or stuff ain't right, the coaches might be like, E-Rob gonna get it right because we know him. And I was cool, coach. Right. But no, that ain't the standard. I'm not leaving here until we get it right today. And tomorrow, I'm gonna make sure the defense got it right. Or we gonna make sure it's right. And stuff like that because you expecting it out of me. You're not just expecting me to say, I get it right tomorrow, coach. You know, I'm texting my linebacker coach. I'm 7 years in, I'm texting him. I ain't changed nothing up from when I was a rookie. I'm texting him. What you need, coach? Hey, coach, this play. And he texting right back. We going back and forth. You know, it got to a point my wife know. He probably know on the phone with linebacker coach. How your day? I walk in, but see, me and my wife got a method now. So she know if I don't see him on a Wednesday to 7 o'clock at night, when he get home, I know he fit to play with the kids the whole time. We ain't, cause I close the playbook.
You got it all done.
Once I leave here, it's closed. So it might be late when I get home, but I left it here and stuff like that. And you know, she respect it. And then she know once Friday's hit, we going out to eat. You know, we Saturday, she say, you ready to go? So you goddamn right.
That's right.
You know?
That's what's up.
Let's go.
Right. You know, I'm ready to go. So she know I embrace it, and it's kind of motivating because it's a sacrifice. Leadership is a sacrifice. Sometimes it can be lonely, you know, because until you can get guys to just embrace it and understand it like that, you will be like, man, like, you know, but. And me, I don't believe in you use the same leadership on everybody.
Correct.
Because we are all different.
Correct.
That's why I love to get to know my teammates. Because I can't get on Jalen Phillips like I get on Nick Neither. I can't get on or have a conversation with Jerome Baker like I would Duke Riley. Hmm. You know, or Raekwon on the O-line and Christian. Like, I can't. On the D-line, they different. Right. You know, and I talk to them all different ways. You know, and stuff like, and I tell them, hold me accountable. I don't care if you're a rookie, hold me accountable because I need to be that same guy every day. It's hard, but hey, I got to do it because that's the role I embrace.
Well, it seems like you got some of these young guys. I mean, the young guys on that defense seem like they're coming around. Like, you know, I mean, you look at Javon, you know, Hollins and those guys, you know, it looks like a lot of those guys are starting to understand that, that leadership because it seems like they're way more mature, and I think that comes through leadership, where these guys are way more mature than their age or their years in the league or indicate.
Yeah,
you know, and I think that starts from the top.
Yeah, and I told Javon, man, it's gonna get to points when we be in games, because leadership ain't about falling one person. You need more than one.
Yeah.
I told Javon it's gonna be times I say, "Hey, get behind you, let's ride." Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna be that same leader. I'm gonna be that same follower that I need you to be when I'm leading.
That's got to carry weight.
You know,
I think when a young guy hears that from someone he respects, that's got to carry some weight.
And, you know, I just tell him because we all need each other. Like that, same with Jalen Phillips. You know, it's anything can happen during the course of a game. We need you. Mm-hmm. And we're going to all follow behind you.
So, all right, Landon, we're going to dial it back a little bit. I want to give folks a little history lesson. Talk to me about Port Arthur, Texas. Talk to me about Memorial High School, which, by the way, Juice, I don't know if you know, and I don't know if you know this, so you are the fourth Miami Dolphin, from what I saw, at least the fourth Miami Dolphin that has come from Port Arthur. I don't know if you – so Duriel Harris, we hear about Duriel all the time. Okay. These might be names that don't even mean anything to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So Duriel was a wide receiver here
before,
like, the Duper Clayton time. Tim McHire was a defensive back.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sorry, Juice. But
go ahead, man.
So Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
Arthur, Texas. And a Landon Roberts.
Yeah.
But tell us about what, because I know that town is still near and dear to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and we'll get into some of the things that you still do to engage that community. But talk about life growing up in Port Arthur, Texas.
Man, it was, you know, it's a small community, but at the end of the day, it's Texas.
Yeah.
So it was a big sports community, big football, you know, small town. So I feel like in every small town, you have your, you know, your bad side to it, you know, and stuff like that. But for me, my community, I feel like it built the chip on my shoulder. You know, I don't necessarily feel like, you know, a lot of people feel like, oh, you know, my community made me. I was blessed enough to have two parents in my household. I feel like my parents built a foundation that made me. But my mind, like Port Arthur, put my mindset in the right direction of when you going through adversity, you can't break me because I'm going to find a way. That's what my hometown did for me, you know, because you see a lot of people go through adversity and it just tear them down.
Yeah.
I embrace it. Come on. I know it's coming sooner or later. Come on. You know, sometimes everything be going so good. I say, dang, it ain't hit yet. I know it's coming.
Right, right.
Like, you know, I'm prepared, you know, but.
That shit is coming.
It's been too good lately. You know, it's coming. You
Why
know,
so
and
quiet in his house?
I feel like that's what my hometown did for me, man, because, man, we have a ton of great athletes come out. Before me, you had Jamal Charles and you had the Babineau brothers. One played for the Seattle Seahawks. One played for the Falcons. Matter of fact, that's Jason family and whatnot. And we just had a lot of great athletes, and it was just like, you know, the ones that didn't, you kind of look back and be like, ah, if they would have just, or they didn't let this get
the,
you know, right. And stuff like that. So I didn't want to be like that. Can I say I was the most talented out the area and I was the best this, best that? Maybe not, but I was the most focused. Right. I was the most driven. I feel like I didn't let things get in my way. That came from just seeing how my dad and mom went about everything. I tell people all the time, I never even knew we were broke.
Right.
When we was kids.
Right.
They made a way.
Yeah.
And when I got older, I looked back like, damn, we were broke.
How the hell they do
broke
this?
Yeah, we were broke. Man, mama, y'all. Yeah, son, we just let that check bounce. Like,
you had no idea.
You know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, they wrote it in front of you.
Yeah,
it looked good.
Yeah, it looked good.
You don't know back
yeah,
and
they,
get that
and they
phone
cool
call.
With it. They smiling like it's nothing wrong. You know, I'm like, man, and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's what my community did for me and whatnot. And I'm still very involved in my community and whatnot. I don't. You want me to lead into that?
You do your thing. What role?
Me and my family. We opened a landlord daiquiri den down there and whatnot. It's doing very well for the area. It's basically you can come go through the drive-thru and get a daiquiri, or you can come inside and enjoy yourself. We're not a club. We it's like a lounge, good vibes and stuff inside on Fridays and Saturdays. We do live music we let vendors come out, and we have a food truck area. Nice. And we let them sell food, and we don't get nothing off of. We just let them sell their food and whatnot, yeah. And stuff like
give them
that.
An opportunity to run
yeah,
a business.
Just opportunities
awesome.
And stuff like that. And that's what we embrace in the community. And my brothers, they're down there doing a great job running it. And when I'm able to be down there, I'll be down there, you know, and whatnot. But they do a great job there.
Yeah, and I think you do a lot more in the community. You know, we've done some research and stuff. It's not just you talk about that place. We also talk about the concrete business that mm-hmm. you ran. You know, I mean, you're talking about Spindletop Concrete. One, what got you into that first? And I know it brings a lot to the community. You talk about, man, you do different things like that. It gives people opportunities within your community, man. It's good for somebody like yourself that goes back and gets involved in a lot of things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and it was kind of crazy because I always wanted to, you know, like that area, it's like, it's a lot of people with trades, but it's not a lot of opportunity from a job standpoint. It's not that people don't want to work. It just don't have none out there. So they have to move away to get good jobs, to like provide for their family.
Which
so I was like, man, like
in the town.
This industry out here is a big oil and gas. Well, everybody's going to, it's like Beaumont, Texas and Houston to get concrete. So one of my partners, he came with this idea and I was like, man, he's in the gas and oil. So he kind of knew how to, you know, go about it. I'm like, man, this can bring jobs to the area. This can really help people, like stuff like that. And we can start because we got like, in our high schools out there, it's got something called Steelwell. So Steelwell, basically, you can go get your certification to be able to be a CDL, get your CDL and all that to be able to get a job and pour concrete. They teach you how to pour concrete. They teach you how to drive the truck. So you can get all them traces and then come out there and start awesome. Working for us.
And not
have to relocate and stuff like that. And one thing about that industry, man, we can leave here and you see roads getting poured.
There's no lack of concrete.
Houses always getting built. Roads are something always yep. going on with cement and stuff. So you always know that business is going to be running for them people, for their family to keep going. And the how we got the name of Spindletop was because before the oil industry in Port Arthur really just boomed with Motiva and Totel and Valero, it was called Spindletop. And whatnot, Spindletop, and you know that's what we came up with.
The big Texas oil boom in the country. Mm-hmm. That's super cool.
That's what's up. And now, I mean, all right, we might as well keep going. I understand you're interested in coffee shops as well.
So,
you just nonstop, bro.
Yeah,
it's just so diverse.
Like,
concrete and coffee.
Yeah, this the most. So the concrete is like, you know, bringing jobs and it makes you feel good that you're doing something for your community. But like the landlord, the coffee, it's kind of like, oh, this is a little fun, you know. So like when I'm home and I see everybody having a good time and landlord is fun. So like ran across this opportunity to open a coffee shop / speakeasy in Houston. And I live in Houston like that. I stay in Sugar Land. And I was like, in it. They had this perfect location in downtown Houston, walking distance from the Rockets, and we right across the street from the soccer stadium. I'm like, oh, this. So I'm like this. So, you know.
You just wanted a place to hang out and drink some coffee is what it sounded
and
like.
I love coffee. Right? Man, I love coffee. And it's no lie, true story. Let me tell you how I got into coffee. So as a rookie, no lie, I could not learn the plays. I could not learn the defense. But it wasn't that I wasn't putting it in. It's just by the time it was time to take it from the film, walk through to the field, I was tired.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so tired, I can't even remember it.
Right.
You know, so we had that year, it was Cyrus Jones. He said, man, just get you some coffee. I said, man, I don't drink coffee. He was like, all right. And he just left it alone.
Keep sleeping. Keep sleeping.
So next thing you know, I'm like, man, I can't get it. So Kamu Grugier-Hill, we got drafted to New England together before we both ended up here together. And I seen him, and he was like, you know, he was having a pretty good camp. But every day I seen him with their coffee. So I'm just looking like.
I never would have put this two together.
Man, I might need to drink. This might be what I need. Man, I drunk that coffee.
And the rest was history.
I'm 7 years in.
Who would have thought?
I drink coffee as soon as I wake up in the morning. Like if I'm fit, look, we fit to go to practice. I drink coffee. No lie. This is a true story.
I can't believe
every game, I ask our nutritionist, Ted. I say, man, can you please put John here. I say, can you please put coffee in my locker? So before we go out, I drink a hot coffee. I don't care what the temperature is outside. It be 100, you know, Miami hot. It be 110. I'm drinking my coffee.
How much do you really need it now, or has it just been part of become
this
part
is
of
a
your
part
process?
Of my routine?
Yeah, yeah, that's what
this
I
is
was
a part
like,
of my routine.
It worked when you needed it to work, but now it's
don't break it. Don't break it.
Don't fix it.
Superstitious.
Man, I am. It's like cleats. Like, man, I'm balled out. Them cleats. Yeah. I'm gonna keep wearing them cleats.
Oh, that's hilarious. That is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Cause Jerome Baker, it'll be 6 o'clock in the evening. He'll be like, E, you got a coffee? I say that, hey, don't them checks gonna be right. He say, right. Drink your coffee.
Oh,
man, he always told me like, it's 6 o'clock. I say, don't worry, I'll be able to fall asleep.
Right.
He be like, man, if I drink a coffee at 6, I'm up all night.
Yeah.
Man, I drink coffee at 6, I can still go to sleep
it's
at
time
9.
To sleep, you're out.
I'm knocked
right.
out.
I like it. All right, you worked knocked it out. In.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
So, Juice and I have been dying to ask you this.
Okay.
Week 3 last year.
Okay.
Las Vegas. All right. Raiders are driving down, just about to go into the red zone. And then the unexpected happens. Because there's nothing historically in your, you know, if I look back and watch all the film, I'd never seen anything like that. Mm-hmm. Your ass is going 85 yards the other way.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened on that play. And so, as you said, we do the post-game show. So after I hear from your side, just break that play down for us because it was such a dynamic highlight. But we had a little debate afterwards that I want to fill you in on.
Okay.
So yeah, tell us about that play.
Okay, so that play is kind of crazy because I thought New England was going to hit me with that play the first game of the year because how we do certain things on our defense. So I'm like, me and my coach, you know, this is a true story. You guys, Coach Campanelli, we talking about this. I'm like, yeah, but if this happened, the number 3 guy going hook behind me. So we was like, I said, I got to let that go to the safety because the tight end dragging across. And nobody on him. If I take him, nobody's on this guy. So we talked about that week 1.
Wow.
And we just always repped it in practice like that. So it was crazy because it was Hunter, right? The tight end.
I don't even remember.
It was a tight end. So the tight end, the only way they can run this play, he got to keep coming across. So when I seen it, the Raiders game, I triggered. And Ero was in his face, so he had already threw it because it's a spot out. They got to throw that play to.
Right.
And he stopped because he sighted adjustment. So he seen me and he stopped the tight end. Well, Derek didn't see him stop because Ero was in his face. Mm-hmm. He got to get it out quick, and he know he's going to run to that spot. So I literally knew that, that's the only way they can run that play, and I just met that spot, and the ball was right there.
I love the mental part of it.
That's critical.
So
here's where the debate came in.
Yeah.
That 85, I'm like, E-Rob going to be tired as hell the rest of this game, man. E-Rob going to be tired as hell because that used to go in 85. That's early in the game, right?
And man, I was like, I don't want to hear the rest of this game. Like, I'll give him the halftime. But after 12 minutes, his ass going to come out. He's got to be ready. I should have said, if I knew the coffee story, I would have said, he kept tired the whole game after that.
This is
me, the PR guy, talking.
We talking. We comfortable, man. I tell people laugh at me all the time. So, it was already a long drive.
Okay.
It was a long drive. So, when I picked it, you go right back on the field.
Right. Right. Yeah, because they went from the 15 to the 20 or something.
So, I'm like... Man, I can't go back out this next possession. So I look at Bay, hey, you gotta get three. You got me. I got you. So we got a three and out. So I'm thinking I'm be good to go. And I don't never take the oxygen.
Right.
So I'm like, give it to God. I couldn't get back. I'm like, man, what's going on with me? I can't get back. I'm in shape.
You're right.
Me? So I'm trying to get back. I didn't get back right into the third quarter.
Right.
After halftime,
I was back.
Right, yeah, he was like, he's going to be tired. I'm like, Juice, it's the second half already. I don't want to hear.
I was back after halftime.
Yeah.
Okay.
You talk about me. He went 80 this way, you know, playing defense. Mm-hmm. Then he had to go 85 the other way.
Yeah.
You know, that's a long haul, man, for anybody.
Yeah. Well, sometimes in the press box, I got to get up and run. They got the hot dogs out or something. Yeah, yeah. And I got to get back to my seat so I don't miss a play. Yeah. So I guess I get it.
After that game, I was never stubborn again with the oxygen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I should have just took it right away.
It's there for a reason. It's like the coffee.
Exactly. But, yeah, I did not get right to the third quarter.
So that's good. So we're kind of both right on that?
Yes, we'll take that as a push.
But I knew, man. I was like, man, because I felt you on that one, man. Look, I felt you on that one, bro.
And it is so crazy because when I was running, so I took off, and I looked in the jumbo. I'm like, oh, they ain't behind me. So I start cruising. So then he rope pull up on me. He like, keep running. I'm like, ain't nobody behind me. So he pushed me, so I'm really tired. So I'm like, man. And then your boys come, and I don't know why we do this as football players. Why we hit each other in the chest,
hard,
on the helmet.
Hard.
I could not breathe. So as I was getting there, it was getting taken. Like that, no lie. I don't see how Xavier keep going to the crib. Could we do it to him every time? He right back on. He ain't got a toy. He better be on that field.
Yeah.
He the code. Hey.
And you know what defensive players do all the time, too? More than offensive players, they meet at that camera. You know what I mean? Them big plays, like a team meeting at the camera. Now, I hope it was on the same end zone there we scored on, because then you got to sometimes they go back down.
Go back.
I don't know, but he was looking for that damn oxygen.
I was. Man.
Too funny.
Man, that thing ready.
E-Rob, you and I both know, man, that some of the most important times in a football game, two-minute warning.
Two-minute
drills before the half, end of the game, man. So we've got we're going to put you through the fish tank two-minute drill.
It's a two-minute warning right here.
Two-minute warning right now. And we'll pick up the pace and we'll fire some questions at you. And, you know, see how you respond to them. Mm-hmm.
So, Preach, are you going to get the clock? We've got to get the stopwatch.
Over here.
Okay. We'll run the clock. Okay. We're going to start the clock. I'll hit them with the first question.
Let's knock it out.
It's a two-minute drill.
So, do I just answer them quick?
Whatever you want.
Some will
be
quick. You can expand upon it. So, you can call an audible. It's all good. Yeah.
Okay. We'll give you one timeout.
Okay.
I'm just call a timeout.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out how it works. Okay. We're
figuring it out, too, as we go. So, we'll just roll with it. All right. We running, Preach? Here we go. First question. What's worse, a Boston winter or a Miami summer?
A Boston winter.
Why?
Man, it's cold hurt.
Spoken like a Texas guy.
I'm from Texas.
Do you prefer playing in Miami or visiting Miami?
Both.
In Houston, you were visiting Miami anyways, and playing in New England, you were visiting down here anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it is South Florida, Juice. There's a reason you've never left.
Hey, after we won the Super Bowl my rookie year, I was in Miami the next week. I like it.
It kind of works that way, doesn't it?
I was
it
in Miami works the next week. We couldn't do that.
Most physical player on this team not named Alandon Roberts. He's got to think about it because it kind of.
Because you got some. They're going to get mad at me. When you say physical, what you mean?
whatever, most physical, hardest hitter on this team, not named Orlando Roberts.
Javon.
The safety brings the hit, the hat like that.
Yeah,
huh?
Javon
brings
it. Okay. And Brandon Jones.
I need, both an audible. I need an audible.
Still got to be a leader once you leave here. So I like it. We'll take it.
And that D-line, they come with it too. Yeah, Christian run all the way down the field, put it on you.
I like it.
All right, I got one. We got a, all right, we're good here. Biggest Port Arthur legend, Janis Joplin or UGK?
UGK.
Oh, that was quick.
Hey, that for life.
You know that was coming quick. There was no, he wasn't thinking twice.
So if you get that orange jersey, do we expect to hear a lot of UGK out there?
The first song. the first song. They know not to give it to me.
Put it in there. I like it. You got it. Okay. Coffee shop. You're going to open the coffee shop. I'm looking at your shirt. What's a better name for the coffee shop? Dark Grind, which I think would be a good name for a coffee shop.
There it is.
Or how about Robert's Roast?
Ooh, Dark Grind.
Dark Grind. It is. We got one left. We got one left.
All right, Best linebacker to ever catch a TD pass from Tom Brady.
He landed Robert.
Hey, that's the 2 minute warning.
He landed
right
Robert.
I like it.
Man.
Yeah, we'll shave some of that time off.
Mike Brady, we're going to have to take a break on this.
Hey, he caught what? 11 of them, but they were like,
they wasn't
yards.
That far. They're going to catch him.
That's going to catch him. I like it. He didn't have to look for the oxygen.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that was good stuff. That was good stuff. Hey, man. I have enjoyed watching you play, but this was maybe more fun.
Absolutely.
But I am looking forward to this season. So thank you for coming in here and spending
some
time
with us. Man, I appreciate you guys having me, man. And yeah, man, it's going to be a fun one.
Yes, sir. Thanks for diving in, E-Rock.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You're now diving into the fish tank.
Sitting down with Seth Living, Seth, OJ, Juice Man, ooh, and this is strictly for them true fans, golf fans, number one. Of course, y'all, this ain't no ordinary sports talk. Dive up in that fish tank. Go get your aqua orange, yeah, it's time to dive up in that fish tank. It's only legendary talking when you dive up in that fish tank. Rocking with OJ and Seth when we dive up in that fish tank. Fans with attitude, we okay, got to dive up in that fish tank. Celebrate big or cry hard. Leave it all on the field, we gon' try hard. Old school, a new school, mix it in. Feeling like we up close when we listening. Dolphins tails, in Miami is the deep end. We vibing with our favorite players, no secret. We get with Seth and McDuffie, bringing up stories we never heard to the public. Bet we love it, Dolphins fans never budging. We loyal to the team, whether happy or we upset. We be like, what's next? Don't switch the subject. You know it's all about them fins. And if you ready for that water, time to dive in. Don't switch the subject. You know it's all about them fins. And if you down with Dolphins Nation, time to dive in. Don't switch the subject. You know it's all about them fins. You looking at that fish tank, it's time to dive in. Fish tank. Go get your aqua orange. Yeah, it's time to dive up in that fish tank. It's only legendary talking when you dive up in that fish tank. Rocking with OJ and Seth, time to dive up in that fish tank.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.